We are now joined by Morgan Weeks of the Warriors following an excellent performance here in Game 2. First of all, Morgan, thanks for joining us. Back and forth game here tonight in Game number 2. Tell me how it went from your perspective.
I felt like we started off kind of slow, but then we really knew that we had to win, so we came back and was able to battle. Yeah.
You're down 5-1 going into the fifth inning, I believe. Just talk about your team's resilience from that point on.
We were just able to pick each other up after everything. Like, even if we didn't score one inning, we still knew we had another chance. So we go out and get the outs and then came back in and just kept going.
Well, it started in that fifth inning with 3 runs scored. Mm-hmm. 6 runs scored in that sixth inning. Yeah. You guys bat around in that inning. I mean, it just seems like everything is going right. Tell me what was going right for your team in that inning and how that felt to kind of just explode there in the sixth.
We're able just to pick out the right pitches and then drive them. A lot of us drive them to the right side, and then we're able to score extra runs off of that. So,
you had an excellent game here in the field. You had a couple of diving plays. You were able to save a ball from going into the outfield. I'm sure you know which plays I'm talking about there. Talk about what those were like for you and how those went.
The game just really slowed down, and I was able to just get the ball and knew where I had to go, so felt good. Yep.
And you had a 3-for-4 night at the plate as well. Tell me what was going right offensively for you.
I got a lot of outside pitches, which is my strong suit, so I was able to drive it to the right side. And then I had every at-bat had 2 strikes on me, so I knew I had to get bat on the ball somehow. So, yeah.
Well, a pair of conference wins here tonight over Pella to get the conference season underway. Mm-hmm. Always good to get that started. You got Oskaloosa coming up on Friday. What's the outlook for what the Indians have to offer?
I think we just have to go in faceless opponents and just go in just battling as hard as we can.
It's Norwalk senior Jaden Lammers following a 10-7 victory over Pella here in Game 2. What an excellent game that second game was. Back and forth, back and forth. What are your initial thoughts after Game 2 here tonight?
I thought that we had a really good team game. We really had a heart-to-heart through the middle of the game. We realized we weren't playing as good as what we should have been, and we kind of got our heads in the games and played how we usually play.
So that kind of started there in that fifth inning, am I right in saying that?
Yes.
With those 3 runs scored there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So going into the sixth then, what an inning that ended up being. You guys are able to score 6 runs. Mm-hmm. Things are going right. Just tell me, walk me through that sixth inning. You know, what was all going right for your team?
We just talked about getting our pitches. We really emphasize making the pitcher throw to us, and we really emphasize getting our own pitch and what we like to hit and what we're most comfortable with. And I think we adjusted really well to this pitcher, because in the beginning we weren't really doing that. But I think that inning we really just kind of hit it, and it was a really good inning for us.
Very nice. Taking a look at your stats individually here tonight as my stats load. I think you had 2 base hits here in game number 2. 2-for-5 night. Didn't get any RBIs, but I guess tell me what was going right at the plate for you tonight.
At the beginning I was not doing very well. I was not at my best, but Coach Pauls and I always have a talk, and I always know what I'm doing wrong, and he always has to remind me that what I need to adjust, and after I usually adjust it, everything goes right again.
An 8-0 victory in game 1. Just talk about how that game went for your team.
That game was really well. It was our first conference game, so I think we were feeling really good about ourselves and like about the outlook of the season, and it was just really nice to get our first conference win of the night.
You, of course, a senior here this year, coming in as one of the most talented players on the team. Just talk about what it's like here to be a senior for Norwalk softball and the leadership you're able to provide.
It's really good. I love this team. The underclassmen are so they're so patient with us, and they love to learn, and they take every piece of advice that we give them. And so it's really nice to have players who take criticism and they adjust to it, and it's just really nice to have this type of teammates.
Well, a couple of wins here tonight coming in kind of opposite fashion. That being said, what are some key areas that you still think you and the team need to work on here as the season moves along?
Honestly, I just think that we need to make small, minor adjustments, and then we'll be good to go. We need to start getting our hits in at the beginning of the game instead of usually later in the game, but that's a minor adjustment that we can make, which will be fine.
Oskaloosa coming up on Friday night. What's the outlook for them?
Honestly, I don't know. I think we just need to go in the game as a faceless opponent. We knew how they were last year, but this year could be totally different, and we just need to think of them as a random team that we've never played before.
That's Norwalk senior Jaden Lammers. Congrats on the wins.
Thank
we'll
you.
Catch you Friday.
Thank you.